Hi, I'm Logan Medish, your host of the High Caliber History Podcast, and on this episode of the show, we're going to take a look at the birth of the percussion ignition system and the rather unlikely individual who led to its creation and is credited with its invention. You're really going to be surprised by the background of this individual. Make sure you're subscribed to the podcast on your favorite platform, and please feel free to leave us a review. Without further ado, let's get into the show. By the early 19th century, after more than 200 years of flintlock dominance, the winds of change began to blow. A new era in technology was dawning that would have a lasting impact on firearms designs for decades to come. Reverend Alexander John Forsyth made a significant change in the world of firearms ignition systems. Born in 1768 to a minister in Scotland, he was educated at King's College and followed in his father's footsteps as a man of the cloth. A deep thinker, he often walked along the water as a calming way to collect his thoughts, sometimes thinking about his sermons, other times thinking about firearms. You see, Reverend Forsyth was an avid duck hunter, and he lamented what he saw as the inefficiency of the flintlock's design as a hunting piece. The perceived delay between the trigger pull, ignition of the powder in the flash pan, ignition of the main powder charge, and the actual firing of the weapon was advantageous to the ducks and not the hunter. First, the noise of the mechanism could alert the birds of something in the area. And then, the resulting delay, however slight, provided enough time for the birds to make an evasive maneuver and avoid being shot. Essentially, it was very frustrating for hunters, especially for Forsyth. So in 1805, at the age of 37, he had developed his first percussion-style lock. He went to London and showed his design to Master General of Ordnance, Lord Moira. Now, Moira was impressed by the design, and he arranged for Forsyth to take a leave of absence from his parish and was given quarters in the workshops of the Tower of London to work on his design. Just a year later, in 1806, however, Lord Moira had been replaced by the Earl of Chatham, who did not share his enthusiasm for Forsyth's new design. He ordered him to remove what he called rubbish from the tower. After leaving the Tower of London, Napoleon Bonaparte supposedly offered Forsyth £20,000 if he would bring his invention to France, but Forsyth declined in a most patriotic manner. Being removed from the tower didn't set him back or slow him down in the slightest. The following year, in 1807, he received a patent on his percussion design. In 1808, with enough financial support and expert manpower from renowned gunmaker James Purdy, Forsyth opened his own firearms manufacturing firm. The company produced a number of guns using his new percussion system that utilized mercury fulminate to ignite the gunpowder. In December of 1808, he took out an ad in London's Morning Post about his new business. The ad read, in part, "To sportsmen, the patent gun lock invented by Mr. Forsyth is to be had at No. 10 Piccadilly near Haymarket. Those unacquainted with this invention are informed that the inflammation is produced without flint and is much more rapid. The lock is completely impervious to water or damp of any kind and may, in fact, be fired underwater." That's a little bit of a stretch there. You've got to have some marketing flair, and the Reverend certainly did. Even though it was not quite the most truthful thing to have said, this new form of ignition did catch on, and Forsyth found himself having to defend his patent against a number of other gunmakers, most notably being the renowned maker Joseph Manton. Legal battles around the percussion ignition system would lead to Forsyth's downfall in the arms business. Defending his patent in court was a very costly venture, and after only a handful of years in business, he returned to his parish and reclaimed his place in the pulpit. Now, it's important to note that Forsyth's invention did not utilize the percussion cap that most people think of today. Instead, his sliding magazine locks operated by having the priming magazines linked to the hammer of the firearm. When the hammer was cocked, the magazine moved back over the flash pan. When in that position, a small priming charge was dispensed from the magazine into the pan. When the trigger was pulled, the magazine moves forward out of the way and the charge is detonated by a firing pin attached to the hammer that fits into the pan. Of course, the most important advance to the percussion system was the creation of the copper percussion cap. Joshua Shaw, an English-born American artist, patented the device in the United States in 1822 to avoid legal action by Forsyth. The American government awarded Shaw $18,000 for his invention. It was not until 1839, however, that his design would be acknowledged and adopted in England. Now, Shaw's percussion cap is a hat-shaped device of sorts with a small amount of fulminate located in the top of it. The cap was placed on a cone, which had an opening into the barrel. The cone acted as both a striking surface and a charge channel. When the hammer struck the top of the cap on the cone, it ignited the fulminate and channeled flame into the barrel where it would ignite the gunpowder and discharge the firearm. It wouldn't be long before the percussion ignition system would come to dominate firearms worldwide. But it had a heyday much shorter than that of the flintlock. It saw considerable use until the advent of self-contained metallic cartridges in the mid to late 19th century. Even after metallic cartridges were widely available, though, many still continued to carry and use their percussion firearms. These guns could be converted to the new metallic cartridge, but it was a lot of if it's not broke, don't fix it mentality there, and it was a way to save some money. Now, one might not expect a frustrated duck hunter and a man of the cloth to be the chosen individual to usher in a new age of firearms technology. However, Reverend Alexander John Forsyth did just that. More than 100 years after his invention was created, Forsyth was still being officially honored for his contributions. In 1929, a memorial for him was placed at the Tower of London, the very place he was pushed out of so many years ago. And it was the first time ever that a memorial to a private individual had been erected on the property. 2 years later, in 1931, another was placed on the Cromwell Tower at his alma mater, King's College in Aberdeen. And in 1930, the president of the National Rifle Association of Great Britain eulogized Forsyth by saying he was, quote, the only man in the world whose honor a salute was fired every day in the year. It's a pretty neat story and definitely an unlikely hero in the firearms community. So I hope you enjoyed this little bit of background information on the invention of the percussion ignition system. It's a really cool story, I think, and definitely something that not everyone is aware of. So let me know. Leave a review. Leave a comment. Did you know about Forsyth or is this something new to you? If you learned something new, feel free to share this episode with someone else who you think might benefit from learning this as well. Thanks for watching. Tune in to the next episode. We'll see you then.